The date, August 28th, in the year of our Lord, 1963. The eyes and ears of the nation and the world are focused on 200,000 people, crowded into a bare half mile of pleasant park and promenade that stretches between the Washington Monument and the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C. For a few hours, what is said and done here matters more than the weighty considerings of Prince or Parliament. For one day, the front pages of newspapers from Greenland to New Zealand echo and re-echo the words of a 25-year-old Negro student from Nashville who has been arrested 24 times in the past 2 years and a 74-year-old leader of sleeping car porters. Perhaps not since men turned their ears to the preachings of a mere carpenter 2,000 years ago have the words of humble men reached so many with such force and meaning. Who are these 200,000 who have come to Washington, and why is the issue that brought them here suddenly so burning? Perhaps because it has been burning so long, now smoldering, now bursting into hot flame, now hastily covered over to smolder again until the next outbreak. Perhaps because it has grown too big to cover over again. This time it will flame until it is put out. And these 200,000 people have come to Washington to say that only one thing can put the fire out: freedom. There are 18 million Negro Americans. That's more than the population of Canada, more than the populations of Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Finland combined. These 18 million Americans have lower wages, higher unemployment, shorter lifespan, higher infant mortality, fewer opportunities, and more obstacles than their white fellow citizens. The Declaration of Independence said,
"We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights."
How does one qualify for these rights? Just get born, the Founding Fathers said. The rest follows naturally. The Creator, they said, not governments or man, endowed us with our rights. Even the Founding Fathers didn't create them. They only proclaimed them, and the Constitution they wrote guarantees them. You don't have to be born any special shipping and volume to receive.
The Negro was certainly no worse than his contemporaries and successors in politics.
But now the southern plantation owner had recovered from